The news hit late last week that a new stream of sales tax revenue will soon be coming to the Badger State. Lake Effect essayist Avi Lank tries to put the development in perspective.
It's funny how money flows through our state government. Take the $30 million that Madison is expected to collect each year, starting next month, when Amazon.com begins to collect sales tax from its Badgerland customers. Already, some are saying that extra income is a big boost to Governor Walker's plan to enact a $100 million property tax cut just prior to his reelection campaign next year. Well, let's take a deep breath and put all of this in some perspective. To begin with, both the $30 million in sales tax from Amazon's customers and the $100 million that may flow back to some of them in what are sure to be much ballyhooed property tax credits are very small numbers in Madison finance land. Wisconsin collects $4.4 billion in sales taxes annually and spends almost $34 billion on operations, making sums as paltry as $30 million in income and $100 million in expenses mere rounding errors. In addition, the state will no doubt spend some as yet undisclosed sum, encouraging Amazon to build the distribution center near Kenosha that triggered its decision to start collecting sales taxes in Wisconsin in the first place. On November 1st, Wisconsin will become the 14th state in which Amazon, the world's largest online retailer, collects sales tax. Amazon is doing so not because it suddenly decided it was proper to send money to Madison to help pay for a property tax credit, but rather as a calculated cost of doing business. Under the strange sets of laws and court opinions covering taxation of internet commerce in the United States, only in states where companies have a physical presence must they collect sales tax. There have been numerous disputes about what physical presence, or nexus, to use the technical term, means. Is it something as small as a computer switch or a cell phone tower, for example? But the Amazon proposal, a 1 million-plus square foot warehouse employing about 1,100 people just off the main road between Milwaukee and Chicago, is a physical presence that is hard to ignore. Hence, the sales tax collection. Interestingly, Amazon does not collect taxes on sales in Illinois, which it would have been compelled to do had it built the facility just a few miles down the road. Illinois is a much larger market than Wisconsin, meaning that a physical presence in the land of Lincoln would have raised the cost of Amazon products for many more customers than does a physical presence in Packerland. Perhaps this is one time Wisconsin's small size helped it win a development project from Illinois. I don't know, however, because Amazon officials declined to talk to me. But it is fun to speculate. Getting online sellers to collect sales tax long has been a goal of state tax officials and traditional brick-and-mortar retailers, who rightly claim that not collecting the tax gives the e-tailers an unfair advantage. Online merchants respond that the complicated sales tax laws make collecting them difficult for a company selling nationally. For example, in Wisconsin, sales taxes vary among counties and sometimes even within them, such as the tax levied to support Milwaukee's convention center. But apparently, that problem can be overcome when necessary, as shown by Amazon's ability to collect taxes in Wisconsin when that fits its other business plans. Congress is considering legislation requiring online companies to collect sales tax, but like most things in the swamp on the Potomac, it is mired in partisan and philosophical politics. One thing the tax collections on e-sales are not, however, is a tax increase. Under the law in Wisconsin and most other states, you are required to add to a state income tax return the sales taxes Amazon and other e-tailers did not collect. It's right there on line 36 of the Wisconsin long tax form and line 26 of the short. As all of you good citizens actually do this, Amazon's decision to collect sales tax will result in you sending less to Madison next year. Of course, the smaller amount will not be much, probably just a rounding error in your personal accounting.
Avram Lank was an award-winning reporter and columnist at the Milwaukee Sentinel and Journal Sentinel for more than 35 years. He lives in Whitefish Bay. The culture of celebrity meets 19th century portraiture. We'll learn about a new exhibit on at the Milwaukee Art Museum when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.